Randolph, please tell me about your experience of today. What's this like for you, opening a gallery of your great-grandfather's paintings?
Well, it's going back in history. It's following in my great-grandfather's footsteps. It's a magical moment, and to be on the great Queen Mary, I was so excited to come on board her for the first time and just touch that steel, just to think of the freedom she gave those refugees in Europe between 36 and 40, and then to bring all those great and young American and Canadian servicemen to Europe to give us our freedoms and liberations. It's just such a moving moment. And of course, it's wonderful on her 80th anniversary to have this incredible Churchill painting exhibition, which just shows my great-grandfather's love for bright things, optimism, and it's just a magical exhibition that's being held on board the Queen Mary until the end of this year. So we're very proud to have played our part. And one particular treasure is, I hadn't realized, but I agreed to loan my great-grandfather's painting easel. And when it came here, the curator opened up the box, and on the leather case was a Queen Mary sticker from when my great-grandfather traveled on board her in the 1950s. So I'm just reuniting my great-grandfather's easel, which came with him on the ship, which he so loved. It's just a lovely bit of history.
You just gave me the chills with that one. That's amazing.
It's very moving. So delighted to be here. And I hope people really come out and enjoy this exhibition.
Would you tell me a little bit about your great-grandfather, the artist? Because so many people don't know Sir Winston Churchill painted.
Yes, well, art really came to him at the toughest point in his life. It was 100 years ago in the First World War after the disaster of the Dardanelles. He lost his office and he was introduced to painting. And he got his paintbrush and he was told to paint bravely and with positive energy. And that really lifted him from that very difficult time and circumstance. And he painted over the next, 47, 48 years of his life, completing over 500 wonderful canvases. And you can see from his paintings here the influence of the British post-impressionist artists, but also that of Cezanne and others. His paintings are truly remarkable, and we're thrilled that people adore them so much.
Are you also an artist?
I'm not an artist, but I treasure my great-grandfather's paintings.
Let's choose one or two of his paintings, and I'd love to have you tell me in what ways they inspire you the most. What are one or two, I know it's like your favorite child, but what are one or two of your favorites of his?
I'm at the South of France scenes, just the colors, the vibrancies, and you can see in the trees, the color, the movement, and the water again, the movements. His paintings really give off so much positive energy. People who buy them never ever dull of them. They just provide inspiration from one generation to the next. And you can see his passion for just great landscapes and beautiful places.
As we enjoy the Queen Mary exhibit here, what would you most like to say to anybody that looks at your grandfather's paintings and is inspired creatively or in any other way?
That really these paintings are a testament to our freedom and liberties. And of course, the great veterans who many who lost their lives gave us the sacrifice. It was because of their hard work that my great-grandfather was able to paint and adored keeping these paintings.
Thank you very much for your time today.
You're welcome.